Blog Talk Radio.
Live from St. Mary's, Ohio, on Blog Talk Radio, it's the Sports Sanitarium, your late night sports authority, with your hosts, Potter and Dan the Man.
What's going on, Sanitarium Nation? This is Potter.
And I'm Dan the Man. Hallelujah to the Browns. They're off the snide fire. It's 2-32-1 now.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Very early this year that you got the win. So you didn't have to wait all the way till the end of the season like a couple seasons ago. And no wins this year or last year. So, I mean, yeah, you're off the schneid early. And, I mean, really, like we all predicted, the arrow is pointing up for the Browns, Dan the Man.
Yeah, it's like winning a playoff game, man. So excited. There was man hugs all over that stadium. It was awesome. It was a great feeling, I'll tell you that. Hopefully there's many more to come this year, but we'll find out.
Right, and big news about the starting quarterback spot. We haven't even got to the Sunday games yet, and we're already hearing reports out of Cleveland and that Johnny. I almost went Johnny Manziel there, Dan the Man.
Whoa.
That Baker Mayfield is indeed going to start for them in week 4. Is this the case, Dan the Man?
Yeah, I'd say you just wanted to get into this here before we run down these rest of these games. Yeah, I just see on the bottom line that that Baker Mayfield is officially the starter, which if anybody watched that game Thursday, as a Browns fan anyways, knew that that was going to be the case. There was no way he could have went back to Tyrod Taylor. Even if he wanted to, they would have strung him from the rafters. The fans would have, for sure. There was so much more energy when he came into the game. And quite frankly, I don't know if it was because Tyrod Taylor was hurt or not, but he looked horrible out there. He cannot throw the ball. Listen, I have not been a Baker Mayfield supporter at all. So me saying this, I think means something because I was never on the Mayfield wagon. But Tyrod Taylor has to have to go, man, whether – he got hurt. They took him off the field like they say what happened, or if it was just because he wasn't performing, because he wasn't performing. One player, Callaway, broke loose down the middle of the field and had at least 3-4 yard separation on the DB, and Tyrod Taylor underthrew him by 10-15 yards, and I was in the second quarter. Right after that play, I was done. I was ready. I was with the rest of the crowd chanting, "Baker, the era has begun, Potter."
Yeah, and just to put my 10 cents in, I always thought that they should have started him from the beginning. I thought the whole Tyrod Taylor experiment was going to be just like the experiment last year with the Bears and what they did at starting quarterback, when they should have just, you know, carted frickin' Trubisky out there and let him get the experience. You know, I Mayfield to me, yeah, he was the logical choice from the beginning. And I do like Baker Mayfield. I think that a lot of his antics were people were trying to get a rise out of him, and they did, because, you know, he's got a temper or whatever, you know. So what? The guy's passionate, you know. He can play football, and that's the bottom line. I think he proved that. And I think it was a concussion, they said, for Tyrod Taylor. But, I mean, they could have just been saying that because they wanted to save face for Tyrod, you know, and just bench him, but just say it's a concussion and bring Baker in. But that seems a little bit more true now that they didn't take long to name him starting quarterback.
Yep. And he does definitely has passion, man. And you can see it when he got on there. Everybody seemed more energized, and they were more in tune with what was going on. It seemed like, I don't know. There was a couple passes, man. That dude throws a live ball, dude. A live ball, because you can see the difference. Just Joe Schmo, me sitting on the couch, could tell it was 10 times harder than what Tyrod Taylor was throwing. There was a couple times Landry dropped the ball. Landry never drops the ball. I think it was just because he wasn't used to how hard the ball was coming at him, because he's used to Tyrod instead of Baker, you know. So that's something that'll jump out and won't happen in a little bit. Yeah, so anyways,
absolutely.
With that being with that being said, we got a big slate of Sunday games to go over today, right?
Absolutely. And we're going to start out with the 1 o'clock games as usual. And the first game I have on my docket is the Saints at the Falcons.
Yeah, that's a great early game. That division there is really shaping up to be one of the toughest in football with the Buccaneers playing the way they are. But you thought these two teams here, the Falcons and the Saints, are going to be the top two of the division, and they'd fight it out all year long for the who's going to win the division. And New Orleans, thought they had the shaky 0-4 start seasons out of the way this year. They made some moves, but they kind of got off to a rough start anyways, and they should have lost last week to the Browns. They could be setting 0-2. Falcons, they're at home. I don't know. This game could be a toss-up because I don't know which team I'm going to get out of either team, to be honest with you, but they're both really good. So I'm going to take the Falcons just because they're at home.
Yeah, and, you know, the Falcons, perennial powerhouse, you know, they went to the Super Bowl a few years back, had it won. And the Patriots, you know, they got Tom Brady. But the Saints, you know, they're a lot of, you know, people's sexy picks for Super Bowl this year. And, you know, with the running back Kamara you know, obviously the stability that is Drew Brees. The man is absolutely one of the greatest of all time. But, you know, I mean, the Saints defense, who was supposed to be good, has been kind of suspect so far this year. And you got the Falcons at home. Yeah, I kind of like the Falcons to take this one by a little bit. I think it's going to be a really close game, though. Classic Saints-Falcons matchup.
Probably a lot of points scored, for sure.
Yeah. We got the Packers at the Redskins. Aaron Rodgers, you know, he is fighting through this injury for, what, the third week in a row now after getting hurt against the Bears. What a disappointing loss for the Packers in week two. Or not loss, but tie. But it is a loss in both Minnesota and Packers books. And you guys thought you guys had kicker troubles. Minnesota, they fired their kicker too because he missed some really bad field goals in overtime. A ridiculous outcome for that game. And I feel like, you know, the Redskins, I'm not real sold on the Redskins. Alex Smith is a decent quarterback, but I don't know if he deserved all that money. Adrian Peterson's old, you know, it's like that old country song. I hate country, Dana, man, you know that. But we hear this country song at work every freaking day, it seems like. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. And that's the way it was for Adrian Peterson last year. He went to Arizona, we hit the very first game, boom, 100 yards, right? We were like, oh, Peterson's Peterson, right? And then the rest of the season, he was horrible. Goes to the Redskins this year, first start, first game of the year, what'd he do? 100 yards. Has he been worth a shit since? No.
Great analogy there, Potter, great analogy. And I hate country music as well, yeah, no doubt.
I'm gonna go with the Packers probably pretty comfortably over at Washington, so.
Yeah. Green Bay's got a bad taste in their mouth after this tie with Minnesota. And, yeah, it's been a bad year for kickers, that's for sure. But, yeah, they got a bad taste in their mouth. And Rodgers is just going to – he's just going to be Aaron Rodgers, man. The guy is really good. Now, the Redskins – like you said, I think they're just going to have their fluke games here and there. Alex Smith is really good, but I can't trust their running game. And so I'm taking Green Bay in this. They're going to be keeped off last week.
Not to dwell on this game. I want to move on, but just real quick, I know you said Alex Smith is real good. I'm not sure of that yet because – I think Alex Smith was real good in Andy Reid's system. Well, I want to see him a little bit more out of that system with the Redskins. I know he had a decent first game and everything, but I mean, they really laid an egg last week. So I want to see more of Alex Smith in a different system. So before I can anoint him being a good quarterback, you know, he was really good in Kansas City, but he had all those weapons and he was in a quarterback friendly system. So,
fair enough.
Moving on to the Colts at the Eagles. Carson Wentz back this week, man to man. Was it too early? I don't know. We'll see. According to Chiz, he thinks it was just precautionary and he was ready at the beginning of the season. I don't know. I think we see that Andrew Luck is back and he looks pretty decent. I mean, he had a 300-yard game in that first game, even though they lost to Bengals and they got the win last week. I know he didn't have as great as a game he did in week one, but he still got the W, still played winning football. And they're going into the world champs in Philly with Wentz starting. You know, I like Luck a lot, but I just think there's just going to be too much hype and the Eagles at home, they're the champs. I got to go with the Eagles in this one.
Yeah, he's pretty much going to echo everything he just said. I totally, with Wentz coming back, yeah, that place is going to be rocking off the charts. And then you got the Colts, Andrew Luck. He's just going to keep getting better each week, and he's worth a few wins, even though that team isn't all that great around him. So him back, you know, they are going to be a better team that could win, you know, 4 or 5, maybe 6 games. But Philadelphia's just going to be too much at home with Wentz coming back and the team that they have around him. So overall, Philly should pretty comfortably, I think.
The Eagles have a problem on wide receiver right now, and it sounds like Ajayi's not going to play, but I want you to keep a lookout for Irish alum and rookie Josh Adams getting some carries today in that game. And I think he is an athlete or a running back capable of, you know, being that guy that goes from undrafted to starter. So keep an eye on that guy for me, Dan the Man. And the Eagles really severely need to get their star receiver back, Alshon Jeffrey. But the Colts, I feel like you're right. He's worth a few more wins, and that team ain't that great. But if he can get to the point where he was before he got hurt real bad, as far as, you know, being able to play the quarterback's position, you know, at a high level, I think that he's one of them transcendent guys that make everybody around him better and will, and the Colts will be more successful than not, I think, with him playing at a high level. But moving on to the next, still there, Dan the Man?
Yeah.
Okay. Bills at Vikings, Dan the Man. What do you got for me on that one?
Bills and the Vikings, yeah. Like you said, it's a kicker, another kicker out of a job. Buffalo's horrible. I know that much. I mean, they're bad, and they're going to take some lumps. They might be last year's Browns or this year's Browns. Minnesota at home, they're going to have a bad taste in their mouth from the Green Bay loss to, or tie, same deal, lost tie, same thing. Which is ridiculous. I even have. They should change the rules, Matt. I should be college rules over time. But, anyways, I don't know what to say on this game, Potter, because, Buffalo is not any good, and Minnesota is. So, and they're at home. This should be a massacre, too.
Right, and I feel sorry for Josh Allen because I don't think he's in the right situation to grow. I think this might be a case of, like, when everybody talks about how the Browns ruin quarterbacks, I think the Bills might ruin this quarterback by going after a franchise quarterback and have nothing around him except for an aging running back who's still pretty good, but it's just not enough. And they're horrible. They are last year's Browns. I mean, remember when we'd always start looking at the way too early mock drafts, who they always have in the number one spot last year? Browns, right? This year it's the Bills.
Yep.
Every freaking preliminary mock draft you see now, it's always the Bills number one. Everybody knows it. You know it. I know it. The world knows it. And the Vikings are a Super Bowl contender no matter what, which way you want to look at it. So that's going to – and they're at home. There's no analysis needed. We know who's going to win this game, Vikings. Raiders at Dolphins. John Gruden, I don't know if he's messing things up or if this is like some kind of you know, method to his madness. I don't know, Dan the Man, but you got the Raiders at the Dolphins today. What do you think?
Oh, the Dolphins for real? They're off to a 2-0 start, man. Yeah. So, yeah, the Oakland, I don't know what's going on out there. I think Gruden's just trying to tear it down and build it the way he wants, and there might be some dissension because they're not used to his way right now. Maybe he hasn't got the whole turnover done. I don't know. But, yeah, they're not. I expected a little more out of Oakland this year than what I'm getting, for sure. And the Dolphins, I didn't know who they were to begin with. So, I don't know, I'm going to pick Miami to win this just because they're at home.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on in Oakland right now. It's definitely he's trying to turn a team over to be in his system. That's obvious. But he's the way he's going about it, he's just alienating people. And he just kind of – he's almost like, it's my way or the highway. Well, let me tell you what, John Gruden, you are no Fred Durst. I'm just kidding. But I kind of like – I'm in agree with you. The Dolphins off to a good start. Raiders in disarray. They're questioning whether Carr is even their quarterback of the future now. I mean, they just gave him a huge contract. Now they're having doubts about him. They got rid of Khalil. No, I'm going to take the Dolphins today. Broncos at Ravens. Broncos, I mean, they got the good defense. I mean, who doesn't like Case Keenum? The guy has just done nothing but done good things ever since people let him start. You know, he did what he did in Minnesota last year was amazing. I think he's doing a good job in Denver this year. I'm not a huge Ravens fan. I think they beat when they beat Buffalo, everybody's like, oh, their eyes popped out, and they were like, you know, well, the Ravens are back or whatever. No, Buffalo just really stinks. Give me the Broncos at Baltimore.
Yeah, Denver's been a really pleasant surprise to me, even though I don't like Denver. Case Keenum went in there and kind of resurrected that offense a little bit, you know, with Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas and that whole group. And their defense is really good with the addition of Chubb to go with Von Miller. And Baltimore, like you said, I thought maybe Flacco was going to have one of them years where, like Flacco does, it's out of the blue, plays out of his mind. But like you said, the competition makes you wonder if that just one game wonder there or not, even though Baltimore is at home. I like the way Denver's starting out this season, so I'm going with Denver here as well.
Plus the emergence of undrafted rookie free agent Philip Lindsay. I picked him up in fantasy this week. I'm really liking what I've seen out of this rookie too.
Yeah, that's a nice ad. Yep.
We got Cincinnati at Carolina. Cincinnati off to a fantastic start. Dalton playing out of his mind last week. But the Panthers are the Panthers. They play great D. They have Luke Kuechly. I'm not, you know, we both here on this show, we're probably both not big Cam Newton fans. You know, he is what he is, and he does make plays every once in a while. And Christian McCaffrey, I've always been a fan of his. But I'm going to tell you what, I think the Cincinnati is playing well enough, and I even think with the loss of Joe Mixon, I think Giovanni Bernard is definitely a capable running back to put up a big game. I think that A.J. Green's playing really well. The defense is playing well for him. I'm just going to have to go with Cincinnati going in, probably upsetting the Panthers here at home.
All right, nice pick. I'm not sold on Cincinnati, and Andy Dalton is Andy Dalton. They do have A.J. Green without Joe Mixon. That does put more pressure on Gio. I think he'll have a good game this week, but I just cannot trust Cincinnati and Andy Dalton, even though they have been off to a good start. Tyler Eifert's going to get hurt before long. Guaranteed, it happens every year. This offense is not going to keep doing what they have been doing. Carolina, Chris McCaffrey's looks like this may be his breakout year, big time. I mean, he's off to a really good start. Ron Rivera, I love Ron Rivera for some reason. And Carolina's defense isn't that bad really at all. They're playing at home. I'm going to go with Carolina in this game.
And remember, Dana Man, C.J. Anderson running the ball pretty good for him so far early in the year. So we go separate ways on that one. Giants at Texans. Eli, with all the talent he's got around him, why they're not lighting it up and their defense is solid, I don't know why. It's got to be Eli. And, you know, I'm kind of torn on that. It's like with Eli, you know, you want to give the guy respect, everything he's gave that city, all the championships he's brung home for him. And you just kind of want to let him go out the way he wants to in New York. But at the same time, when you're sitting at 0-2, correct, Dana Man? I'm pretty sure. And you got Saquon Barkley and Odell Beckham, and you know, you got I forget the tight end's name. He's a talented guy. You're going to into Texas, the Texans, who have Deshaun Watson and all these weapons, man, and J.J. Watt and this, you know, juggernaut defense when it's healthy. I can't help it, but the Giants are going to be 0-3 after today.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, somebody's going to get their first win. They're both sitting here at 0-2, and I was kind of shocked that Houston was 0-2. I didn't realize that. I thought they would be a little better than that out of the gate. But the Giants, I think – I never thought I'd say this, but I think Eli Manning's washed up. I think he should maybe start doing commercials with his brother Peyton because –
Right.
The talent he's
minus
got, like
the country
saying,
music stars.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but the talent he's got around Evan Ingram and with the talent, I don't understand it. Houston, I expected. I expected more out of Houston with the weapons they have, and Deshaun Watson still gaining confidence in his knee after last year, but I think they'll get it rolling, and I think it starts today, and I got Houston in this game.
Well, I'm less worried about Houston's 0-2 than I am about New York's 0-2. The Texans get their first win. We got the Titans at the Jags. Titans, you know, playoff team last year. Obviously, Jaguars were too. Jaguars have this elite defense, and they're at home. I mean, I don't think this is too hard of a pick. What do you think, Dana Man?
Is Blake Bortles for real or what? I mean, if this dude as good as what he played last week, then this team has got to be, like, the favorite over New England to win, to represent AFC in the Super Bowl, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, they're that good if he plays like that, especially during the playoffs. But to me, he's got the Rex Grossman syndrome. One game he'll be fucking – he'll look like Peyton Manning. The next game he'll look like fucking, you know – Who? Give me a name. It's definitely a roller coaster ride with Blake Bortles. But I mean, if he can find any kind of consistency with his play, and the Jaguars are almost unbeatable, especially if Fournette's running well.
Right. I mean, last week when Bortles throwing it around, Fournette's not even playing. That Keelan Cole, man, what a couple grabs this kid made. And, yeah, they looked really good last week, and I think they will again today. This, like you said, this isn't a hard pick being at home. I think Jacksonville will roll in this game.
Absolutely. We're going to have to start booking through some of these picks, Dan the Man. We got 49ers at Chiefs.
I want to apologize to Patrick Mahomes. He's a lot better than what I thought he is. I didn't give a dude any credit, and a lot of that's due to Andy Reid's offense. And this should be a no-brainer in Kansas City. I like the Chiefs to roll in this game.
I also, as well, like the Chiefs. I want to pump the brakes on Mahomes a little bit. I do think he's a good quarterback, but that was only his third start, and nobody has a lot of film on this guy yet to study his tendencies and all that stuff. And we're gonna see what happens as the season progresses. He's not going to throw 6 touchdowns every week, but.
Right. I don't think he's great. I think he's good. But I think a lot of that's Andy Reid's system, too. So.
Right. And he's got Travis Kelce. I mean, who does, and Tyreek Hill. I mean, he's just loaded with weapons. The same thing Alex Smith had Alex Smith looked like a world beater with that offense. Yeah, but I like the Chiefs at home. They're a better team. Garoppolo, he was undefeated in so many starts, and now it's starting to go the other way a little bit. 49ers still have a little bit to go, a little ways to go. Chargers at Rams. You got two really good teams. You got a veteran quarterback and Rivers, and they got a solid defense. But the Rams are my – well, we should probably get to that a little later. But the Rams are a very good team, and they're at home, and they're rolling. And just like last year, I'm going with the Rams in this.
Yeah, I look forward to this game. I hope I get to watch this game. Like you said, they're both really good. I like the Chargers, but – the Rams have got way too much talent, I think, and being at home, I think they'll win this game.
Absolutely. Cowboys at Seahawks. Seahawks coming off a tough loss on Monday night. Cowboys coming off of a W against the lowly Giants. They're at Seattle, and, you know, Ezekiel Elliott, Dak Prescott. We're going to see who he is. Was he year one quarterback or was he year two quarterback? Too early to tell right now. He doesn't have a lot of receivers, but he still has that solid run game to take the pressure off of him. They're improving on defense. I really love my boy Jalen Smith from Notre Dame. But I look for the Seahawks to rebound at home and win this game.
Yeah, I think both these teams are kind of stuck in limbo, whether they're going to free fall or actually get better. And I'm not impressed with either one of them. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time in this game, but I do think that Seattle being at home, being winless, going to be motivated to get their first win of the season, and I think they'll pull this game out.
And the Sunday night game, of course, we're going to skip that game until last. Sunday night game, Patriots at Lions. You got the Lions who hate their coach, and now you got all this stuff coming out about Gronkowski almost being traded there. The Patriots, the Lions are horrible. I'm going to go with the Pats on this one.
Yeah, is this really a game? I'll be watching the Indians and the Red Sox tonight because this game's not worth watching. This New England's going to destroy the Lions. And Pat Patricia, yeah. We'll see if Josh Gordon plays for the Patriots. I guess that'll be the big headline. Other than that,
yeah, definitely. Hopefully he does, because I think if he can keep his head on straight, he'll do pretty good for him. Steelers at Bucks on Monday night. You got the Steelers, you know, all the drama that is there. I mean, I just can't even believe that they can have a successful season with all the drama that's going on there. Buccaneers, you got Fitzmagic just killing it so far, Danny, man. Offensive MVP so far of the league. You can't even think about bringing Jameis back with the way. Steelers at Bucks. I think the Bucks pull this out amidst all the drama going on in Pittsburgh right now, and the Buccaneers will be rolling along just like they've been rolling.
Yeah, are we witnessing the end of the Steelers? I mean, this is crazy. It's got me almost as giddy as the Browns winning a game. We're watching the Steelers fall apart from internal dissension. I don't know if it's Tomlin or what, but this is great to watch. I love it. And let them keep falling apart. Fitzmagic is doing his magic stuff over there. I hope he doesn't stop doing it because I just love to watch it. I think it's great. That guy is awesome. And I'm picking Tampa Bay to win this game.
Absolutely. I'm about to head into a little overtime, but we only got one game left, Danny, man. And it's my Bears at Arizona. And I'm really feeling good about this game for my Bears. Their defense is looking fantastic. Trubisky's still developing. I know he's got some problems, but he's been up and down too, and he's looked fantastic at times and looked lost at times. But we can lean on Jordan Howard in those times, and I think the offense is very inventive and good, and I think Trubisky will only get better. But the Cardinals, you know, they've only scored 6 points in 2 weeks, and they have the 30th ranked defense, and I think the Bears are feeling hot right now. I think they're going to go in there and mud stomp the Cardinals.
Yeah, you guys should be 2-0, really. You played a really good game against the Packers in that first game of the season. You guys are looking really good to start out here. Your defense, like you said, is with Khalil Mack, has took it to a whole another level. Trubisky, I like Allen Robinson. He's been a really nice add for you guys. The Cardinals, I think it's Josh Rosen time. If he's, I don't know, did they announce he's going to start? If they didn't, they should. Give the kid a shot. Why not? Because whatever, I can't even name right now. Bradfield.
Sam Bradford.
Yeah, Bradford. He just, I don't know, it doesn't look like what everybody thought he was going to do. And David Johnson owners today in fantasy, beware. You're probably not going to get a lot of points. That's bad for me. But, yeah, I think you guys will roll this game.
Right, and I think that the Cardinals are going to start Sam Bradford today. That's what I thought I heard anyways. I don't know why they won't start the kid. They might as well. In my opinion, I don't like the holding guys out for a year thing. I think that you got a rookie, and you just need to throw him in there and let him go. The only way I would say sit him is if you're in Josh Allen's situation where there's nothing around him. But I don't even think they should have took out Josh Allen in the draft. I think they should have probably tried to build a little bit before they added a quarterback, a franchise quarterback, because, you know, when you ain't got nothing around you. But, you know, Rosen's got Fitzgerald and David Johnson, but the offensive line is very suspect. So I don't think they want the kid to get killed, especially against a Bears defense.
Great.
But that about rounds up all the games and all our picks, Dan the Man.
Yeah, ready for another exciting Sunday in the NFL. Should be some good entertainment today.
Absolutely. And it's been a great show, and I really like the Bears' chances, and I really like the Browns' chances to be very improved teams this year. And I'm going to be looking forward to keeping our eye on that for the rest of the season. I want to thank everybody in the sanitarium land for joining us today. Do you have anything to add there, Danny Man?
Just congrats to the Browns and to their fans for holding on until we got this win. Ooh, 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 ooh. It was a great Thursday. Poured into a
Absolutely.
Great weekend. So.
And Dan the Man, I do have a going out song. I'm still laboring to get the doors for us, but I did find something, and I think you're going to like it. So I'm going to take us out with this song, and I think it's only fitting to the rise of the Browns and the Bears to the ascending here in the football world. So here we go, Dan the Man. Tell me what you think.
Well, if I could walk on water, and if I could find some